Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone out there to this morning or whatever time zone you're in, me and our guest was just talking before the show, and we're in the New York time zone. So for those of you listening and those of you that may call in, we do appreciate you calling so early in the morning. If you're in a different time zone, it's 6 a.m. here. So all right, to get along with the show, thank you, as I said earlier, to the listeners and to our guests we have today on Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. In this space, I like to always reinforce, when we're in this space together, there's a lot of growth, a lot of subtle things underneath that can happen, that will happen, because we're here and now. No matter when you listen to it, you bring your energy, your mind, and your thoughts, and we're in our thoughts and energies here. So we're riding this boat together, all peace, love, and happiness, okay? And we're this space with all this good stuff going on is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And this is the show where we learn and we promote taking control of our lives and not letting life take control of us. Also, we learn here how to live our highest and best version of ourselves, you know, our own unique way. We all have a way of discovering, you know, living to our optimal level in ourselves and in our life. I like to call that the best version of yourself and your highest best life and in all your areas. And today's special area we're going to be focused on is partnership or relationships, okay? As you know, we have eight or nine different major areas of life that complete the holistic well-being, being health, career, finance, partnership, which we're in today, you know, income, and then mental growth, whether it's spirituality or just mental growth, and a couple more areas, okay? So each and every episode, we focus on the area, and we have a guest to help us in this area. And today's guest is going to help us with that. But the further on the intro on the show is also about gratitude, love, and kindness. Learn how to cope through our daily life. We have a lot of stress. We get people on the show that use a little psychotherapeutic type of deal. That kind of helps us with that, too. We stress having meaning and purpose in your life. That's like the seasoning to the food, as I like to call it, in your life. And we do this by identifying and overcoming the challenges that stop us from all this stuff. Anything that you're trying to get to, and if you're not there, there's always a reason why. And I like to call that your barriers or your struggle or your challenge. I like to use the word challenge because it means that I haven't been overcame and I have a chance to overcome. Okay. And we do this by our guest helps us do this. I just sit back and listen. And I got to give a shout out to my Lord and my personal best friend, my Lord Jesus Christ. His power is alive in my life. And he helps take me to greater and greater lengths because he lives in me and speaks within my heart. Okay, the episode entitled today is Why Women Love Strong Men. Okay, I know what you're thinking out there, men. Yeah, you're really going to be tuned in. Why Women Love Strong Men, being the strong woman a man wants. Okay. And our guest who's going to help us with that, our expert guest who's going to help us with that, because he studied this and wrote the book, and he's going to give us what he's learned, okay, on this topic, a variety of questions is Arthur Elliot Katz. I just want to pronounce it right. That's why I paused. Katz. It's with a K. That's why I stopped. Elliot Katz is our guest expert today, okay? And before we get in, I always give a little bit of background bio on our guests, okay? Arthur Elliot Katz, he's of course an author, but first foremost, you know, professional speech writer, okay? He's also done numerous radio and television interviews. You can catch them on YouTube also. YouTube does everything. He's a speaker, and you can contact him to do a speaking engagement, and we're going to have all his contact information and where you can his future events, endeavors, if you would call them. We're going to have everything about that towards the end of the show, so you're going to catch that. He does seminars and conferences too. And lastly, I like on one of the reviews was said about his book. You know, a review on his book, Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants, Timeless Wisdom of Being a Man. One of the reviews read, it's an insightful book and a most important goal of how a man can be a hero to his wife. Now, let's just rephrase that. Don't you want to be a hero to your partner? Right? You want to be a hero to your partner. Okay, and I just found that so resonating with me because we all want to be heroes to the people we love. Okay, that was a great mantra. I'm going to keep that. So please give a warm welcome to our guest, Elliot Katz. What's up, bro? You there?
Good to be here, Kilaine.
Okay, I'm glad to have you, man. Glad to have you. And in case you don't know everyone, you can go check Elliot out at www.elliotkatz.com. He is in Canada, Toronto, of course, but that's New York time. You know, for those of you that don't know, it's still like traveling distance, okay? I found that out a couple of years ago, many years ago. So, Elliot, it's the stage to you. Can you kind of let the listeners know who you are and a little bit about some of the things, how your book helps people, and the purpose of the book, and basically how it helps the men out there and helps the ladies on some of the things you discovered and studied.
Okay, let me tell you how I came to write the book first, because you know, the book was a result of my own journey. I was married, and then I got divorced, and like a lot of people, at first I blamed the other person. Then I came to the point of asking myself, what do I have to learn from this? I don't want to go through this again. What do I have to learn about being a man in a marriage, in a relationship? And I started talking, listening to other men, and it seems we're all confused. We hear all these messages about be sensitive and, you know, express your emotions. And, you know, it's not working. And, you know, the more we try, it's not working. And I'm sure a lot of men can relate to that. We're trying so hard to please our spouse, our girlfriend, and it's just not working. And then I started reading, so I realized I wasn't the only one in the situation. Then I started reading books on relationships, and I read a whole bunch of them, and they really didn't say anything to me about what it means to be a man in a relationship. Then I turned to the writings and teachings that fathers and other older male role models used to teach younger men about being a man, and I was blown away by what it said, because it's coincided with what I heard women complain is lacking in men today. They don't show leadership. They don't make decisions. They don't take responsibilities. And it was just an amazing thing, because once I start applying these principles and teaching it to other men, like, the whole world changed. It was amazing that women were so positively responded to these teachings. Yes, this is what we want in a man. We want a man to be a leader. We want a man to make decisions. We don't want a controlling tyrant who wants to dominate everything. But we don't like a guy, and like, I heard so many women complain, you know, single women, that when a guy asks them out on a date, he can't even decide where to go for a cup of coffee. He wants her to make all the decisions. And that's a big turnoff. They think, what is it? This guy can't make simple decisions. How will he be a husband? How will he be a father? But the fascinating thing for me, the big surprise has been how I have to argue with men, how I have to convince men that this is what women want. We've been so immersed in all these decisions about, you know, be sensitive, you know, express your feelings, express your emotions. You know, a woman wants a man who's strong, who's a rock that she can lean on in difficult times. You know, in a crisis, she doesn't want a man who starts crying. She wants a man who's going to be strong and step forward and make her feel protected. And it's so amazing that women, you know, I meet women who are like, who've never been married. They're in their 30s, 40s, 50s. And they say they can't find a man who acts like a man, who is a leader, who is a rock that they can lean on. So that was my journey, and it's been a fascinating experience sharing it. And, you know, the fascinating thing, you know, as I say, at first I thought, well, maybe it's just me and my friends were in this situation. The book has been translated into 24 languages by publishers in Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. So it seems to be like this worldwide thing that just this generation of men were not taught about what it means to be a man.
You said a lot in there, and I was trying to keep up, and I focused on a couple of things that you said. It was a wealth of information. And you kind of answered, you know, the next question I want to ask, and which was, but you answered it. You know, what were some of the barriers and signs that you see that your book talks about or works on in the men that are not being a man? Some of the common signs of things that are lacking. And one of the things you said was the main things that you see, the complaints from the women were that you noticed was the lack of decision making and the lack of leadership. Okay.
Exactly.
And I find that and so many other things come from out of that. I think that's the umbrella for like all the other complaints, kind of sort of the decision making and the leadership. So, listeners out there, you know, what can they do? You know, to start making better decisions. What can the men do? How do you start off making better decisions and being a better leader?
You're right. And it all comes under leadership, because making decisions is part of leadership, and taking responsibility is part of leadership. And the important thing to realize is that, you know, a woman doesn't want a controlling man who's a tyrant, but she doesn't like a man who shirks his share of responsibility of making decisions and showing leadership. I mean, I've seen this situation many, many times in marriages. Where the man thinks, I'm working hard, I'm bringing in the money, the woman is running the home, and I'm being a good husband and father. And he doesn't realize the woman is frustrated with him, because to her, she feels he's shirking his responsibilities to be the man of the house, to be a leader of the home. She doesn't want a controlling tyrant, but she resents that he's leaving solving all the problems to her. You know, there was a study a few years ago that said about 25% of married women feel like single married mothers. You know, married single mothers. They're married, but in effect, they feel like a single mother because the man isn't there to show leadership, to make decisions and take responsibility. And the man really believes, well, look, we've divided the responsibilities. I'll earn the money, you run the home. And he doesn't understand why she's so frustrated with him and why she's not happy and why she doesn't appreciate how hard he's working. Because she wants a man to be a leader, to show his share of leadership. It's not doing everything, it's about showing his share of leadership. So how do you show leadership in a home, in a family? You know, be aware of what's going on. You see, you come home, you see something's going on with your child or with the home, and it's, you know, your wife isn't able to deal with it, step forward and deal with it. And if you don't know what to do, do research. You know, the internet's a great resource, or talk to professionals if it's maybe a problem with your child. Step forward, find a solution, and implement it. You know, at first your wife may be really shocked. She may be really surprised that you're not just being passive, because that's how she views a man who shows no leadership, but he's passive. But then, you know, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. You'll be her hero because that's what she wants. She doesn't want a man. She wants a man she can look up to who is stepping forward and taking charge and solving problems. Women admire men like that. And you will be her hero.
Making
decisions so many times, men will think, well, we make decisions together, but really, they're really just asking the woman to make a decision. You know, just think if a woman's being asked on a date, and I've heard this so many times from single women, the man says, want to go out Saturday night? She says, yes. Oh, what would you like to do? Where do you like to go? What time should I pick you up? And he thinks, oh, we're making a decision together. Oh, I'm showing her I'm not controlling. Really, to her, it's like, oh, this guy's, you know, he asked me out and he wants me to plan the date. He, you know, when a man takes the time to make a plan for a date, to say, I think we can go here, we can go there, it makes the woman feel special that he took the time to plan that. If you call up and say, oh, where do you want, you know, the man thinks I'm showing her I'm not controlling, to her, it shows he can't make any decisions.
Yeah. Actually, when I was on the dating scene, that was a common thing. Like, I would read the profiles, and the woman would say, surprise me, or you decide. You know, so that's been a common thing that I noticed. So we covered a lot. We covered listeners. Decisions in leadership is one of the major complaints of women. And they fall, and that is the catalyst or the title that almost all other things, issues fall under when, in a relationship and what a woman wants, if I can say that. Okay, there's another thing you said, the sensitivity and emotions. Why more men don't show that?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question because that's a message we hear today. Oh, you know, men should express their emotions, should show their feelings. And, you know, you really have to use your judgment on when it's appropriate. Like sometimes I get asked, is it okay for men to cry? I said, you know, if someone you love has died, you know, yes, you can cry because that's in that kind of situation. But how do you think a wife would feel? You know, if a man comes home from work every day and he's crying, oh, they weren't nice to me at work. She thinks, well, what kind of man do I have here? You know, she wants a man who's a rock that she can lean on. So, yes, sometimes you should express your feelings and your emotions. But, you know, sometimes it's good to control yourself. You know, another time, sometimes a man might blow up at his girlfriend or his children as he's yelling and screaming. And he thinks, oh, I'm expressing my feelings. Well, really, you look like you're out of control, and people look at you like you're kind of, you know, you might be crazy. You know, those situations, like this message of, oh, you got to express your feelings, you have to be emotionally honest, that's what they say. No, you're like, really, you know, a woman wants a man who's strong, has, you know, who has manly qualities, which is like self-confidence, strength in his convictions, can control his behavior. You know, being strong is really controlling yourself, not just like running wild and, you know, blowing up at people. That's not being strong. Strong is controlling yourself and dealing with difficult situations in a calm way. That's being strong. Someone who goes out of control, that's not being strong. That's being weak, really.
Being a leader. All that comes under being a leader, like I said earlier. Being strong.
Exactly. If you see a leader blowing up and yelling and screaming, you think this guy can't handle leadership?
Yeah, I kind of see that on today's TV with our presidential campaign running, and these are our leaders playing. Remember in the playground we call playing a dozen. But we talked about each other's parents and mamas and daddies. We call that playing a dozen. That's kind of what I'm seeing with some of these candidates on the presidential ballot or election. You know, What are we going to do when we go to war? We're, you know, like little kids on the playground.
You want
leadership.
someone who could, absolutely, you want someone who can remain calm in a difficult situation, who doesn't blow up, who doesn't make decisions emotionally, you know, who makes decisions because he was able to remain calm and make it, you know, use his mind to come to a right decision, not out of control and just doing things because he's angry. That's leadership, self-control. That's being strong.
Yes, that is being strong. Wow. Well, we covered a lot in here. So exactly, Elliot, tell us exactly what is your goal with the book? Of course, you want listeners to kind of, you know, grow and be empowered and kind of have some more tools under their belt. But is there some more goals, you know, you have with your book?
Well, the goal is to change the men of the world. It's, you know, I've seen so many divorces, so many families break up, so many children from broken homes. And it's a tragedy when they're, you know, and like I said, often when there's, you know, a marriage in crisis, each one's blaming the other. And so, you know, it's not for me to tell. The problem is usually a person's just saying, oh, the other person has to change. And if that person would just change, that would solve the problem. But that rarely happens. How do we change ourselves? And as men, how do we have to change ourselves to be the kind of man who can make this marriage work? And realize, like so many men don't realize that the messages that we men have received today about, you know, being sensitive, you know, we watch television, we see men portrayed as buffoons, you know, if men would learn how to be men, and men learn that their role is to be a leader and to make decisions, take responsibility of their families, a lot of marriages would not disintegrate. That's the kind of comments I receive from women. They'll say, if my husband had understood these crucial truths, our marriage would not have disintegrated. So many women have said that, you know, my ex-husband wasn't like this. If he would have been like this, we would not be divorced. We would not be divorced, and I would not be a single parent, and my children would have had a father with them growing up. You know, it's a big, big situation. There are many, many children growing up without fathers. You know, it's a big situation, and my goal is to share these teachings that men used to be taught and say, start being the man of your family. You know, I've got that kind of response from men as well. I've applied this. It's made a difference. It's improved my marriage. It's saved my marriage. Really, it's been so rewarding to get that kind of feedback. So I just want to get that message out there. You know, read the book, apply the teachings, just do it. You know, the fascinating thing is, excuse me, when I started, I would just, you know, tell men, read the book, don't show it to your wife. You'll see things will change. Things will be better. But what's happened is the women read the book, excuse me, and they're the ones saying, how do I get my husband to read this? I had one woman say to me, I'm going to give this book to my husband. It'll take an hour to read. Then say, after you finish the book, I'm waiting for in the bedroom in my negligee. I want my husband to read this book.
Wow.
It's been a fascinating journey. So really, it's the men who argue with me and say, oh, women don't want this. Yes, women want this. Do it. You'll see. Give it a try. You'll see a difference.
Wow. Very powerful. Very powerful information in the book that's causing change from responses such as, you know, we just heard. Okay, where can they purchase this book at?
Well, you can get it on Amazon as a paperback on Amazon. It's also an ebook on Amazon Kindle, Kobo, and iBooks. And it's available in bookstores. And if you go to a store and it's sold out, just ask them to order it, and they'll get it to you pretty quickly. And if people want to, you know, contact me, you know, ask questions or give me their response to the ideas in the book, you can contact me through my website, which is www.elliottkatz.com. And Elliot Katz is spelled ELLIOTT. katz.com, and you can email me through the website, and I'll be happy to respond to you. Because, you know, really, there's so many marriages falling apart. You know, good people, like that, it really hurts me. When you see good people who are married, both have good intentions, but it's just falling apart. And the man doesn't realize he can save it. He can make a difference. He's got to start acting like a man and put aside all these ideas he's heard about being sensitive, don't be controlling. Yeah, don't be controlling, but that doesn't mean not showing your share of leadership. You know, a woman really wants a man, and she wants a man who shows a share of leadership. And you step forward and start doing that, you'll see there will be a difference.
Okay. What else is Elliot working on right now? What are you doing nowadays?
Well, really, the main thing is really getting the message out. I feel this is an important thing. I recently retired from my job, and so this is what I'm focusing on, because I feel there's really potential here to make a big difference in the world. I mean, there's so many, like I say, it hurts me when I see so many families breaking up. You know, good people, good kids, like, why should children, you know, be from broken homes where, you know, suddenly their father becomes a visitor and there's all this conflict in the divorce? It's really a tragedy, and I think, you know, the insights that, you know, fathers and other old male role models used to teach younger men can make a difference. And that's my goal.
Yes. Thank you, Oliver.
Okay, and thank you, Keylane. Keep on doing the good work you're doing.
You keep on. You have that in your heart for a reason. We all have things in our heart. You know, let's put it. And when we find that, throw some love in there and get the message out like you did. So thank you for that, and listeners, you got it. That was Elliot Katz, author of Why Women Love Strong Men, Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants. Go check him out. www.elliotkatz, that's with a K, and then TATZ.com.